And we have Nita Bells. She's with Oregonians Against Trafficking of Humans. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So for people that don't know, a quick description about your organization and what you do.
Oregonians Against Trafficking Humans is an extension of the Oregon Human Trafficking Task Force, and we bring awareness if there are situations of human trafficking within the community. I get involved with law enforcement, social services to kind of coordinate.
What is your big concern right now? What are you seeing on the streets?
Well, the same thing we're seeing all across the United States, and that is there's human trafficking in the forms of sex trafficking and labor trafficking.
Okay, and I know that you have a book that just came out for people that want to really get a firsthand view of what's going on. Tell me a little bit about that.
My book is called In Our Backyard, A Christian Perspective on Human Trafficking in the United States. And it is an overview. It's been called a primer of human trafficking in the U.S. And I look at the different types of human trafficking. It's completely packed with true stories. Some of the stories, I've changed the names and different circumstances to protect the victim. But I learn by seeing things happen, and I know if it happens this way in one place, it'll happen this way in another place. And so that's what I've tried to do in the book, is give enough stories that people can say, oh, that's what it looks like, and then be able to recognize it.
Will people be surprised when they read it?
They will be surprised when they read it, because most of the time when we think of human trafficking, we think of something in Bangkok or in India. But what people don't realize is that it's happening right here in the United States, in even small communities like Central Oregon.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the warning signs that people can watch for. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Live Take 5. We're with Nita Bells with Oregonians Against Trafficking of Humans. So if there is someone out there that thinks that they might be seeing something, what are the warning signs that people should be watching for?
Well, first I want to give a telephone number, and I'll give it again, but people should put this in their cell phone. It's 888-3737-888. And warning signs that people should be watching for. Sometimes a trafficker will be answering questions for the victim. We've done trainings here in all different venues, but just in a regular venue, we don't have a track here like they do in Portland where sex is sold, but the it's sold online here in Central Oregon. And so warning signs, let's say if you're a parent and you think your child may be being trafficked, are they getting new clothes? Are those clothes seductive type of clothes? Do they have friends that are questionable to you? Do you not know where your child is? There are all kinds of signs, brandings, tattoos, things that look suspicious. And kids get tattoos. I'm not supposed to be under 18, but we know what happens. But tattoos that look suspicious because a pimp will brand their girls. Again, if you see anything that looks suspicious and you're not even sure, you can call that number, which is 888-3737-888, and they will talk to you. They'll talk through it. You can call law enforcement, and that's the best way to do it.
Okay, so that's a good number to have handy, and we appreciate you being here on Live Take 5. Nita Bells with Oath. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News.